Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Habakkuk chapter 2. Let's hit the road running. I started this year, January 1, talking to us about the importance of the new birth experience, why you must be born again. And I began to share with you about the importance of sharing the gospel with people. So this year, there is something about soul winning. You see? But apart from soul winning, we have soul establishments. Are you with me? Come on now. Are you with me? And everybody can do it. We are all going to do it together. Say amen. Amen. We are going to lead souls to Christ. So come on, say amen. Amen. We are going to tell people about Jesus. You see, the world really knows him. You see, that is why sometimes you may be preaching to somebody for hours and pages, but when the person sees how your emotions are touched for him, when you say Catherine Kuhlman, say, "Don't take away my Jesus, don't take away my Holy Spirit from me," you're like, you don't really know how backsliding you are until you are with some people. You now realize that, oh boy, you don't tell. It's been a while you've been with him. The scripture says in the book of Acts that when they saw Peter and his friends, said then they took note of them and said, this kind of boldness, this kind of unction is not anywhere. The last man that had it was Jesus. See, this guy has been with Jesus. That means there are some definite marks. Please, if you are sitting behind the pillar and you can't see my face, I want to be seeing everybody. The conversation is in the eyes. Interpret it in tongues, amen. And anyhow you do it, you are fine. So today I want to look at, then I started to talk to us about vision. And last week, please go get all the messages, not for my voice, but for your faith. I talked about vision, and then I talked about the key of knowledge. How that our Lord Jesus said, "You have taken the key of knowledge from men. You are not going into the kingdom, and you are preventing others from going in." How that divine knowledge is so critical and important on the matter of your destiny. There is a key that is called the key of knowledge that gives you access into things that are unique to your destiny, and that many have gone after vision but failed to get the key of knowledge. So many false prophets today were once genuine prophets. You see, what makes you false is knowledge. Not just spirit. The anointing can be genuine, but you may end up another TB Joshua. Go for knowledge. Your ranking in the spirit, one of the parameters for judging you is your knowledge. And that's why in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, the scripture says that when the fivefold offices, the apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, evangelist, when they have done their work, the evidence that God looks for when he sees the work of a fivefold is that, number one, you will be no more tossed to and fro with every word. Wind, you see, those things are wind. They will just come like that. Brrr, nobody should be paying attention. The noise will just go like wind everywhere. Brrr. It will sweep some people away. Then you begin to see another one. Once saved, forever saved. It will just blow, carry house, carry village, carry everybody, as many as you can carry. Don't allow somebody you don't know is antecedent to speak into your life. Somebody whose only antecedent is on Facebook Live. Are you still here? Knowledge is what? Very key. I'm telling you why many, in spite of good intention, never manifest in their destiny. Vision is very important. And let me talk to you about vision briefly, because today I'm not really talking about those things. I'm just passing by. So pick your notes and let's write. In Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, let me read quickly. Go to verse 1. I will stand upon my watch. There is a watch that has been allocated to you. There is a place in the realm of the spirit that God has allocated to you. There is this place that has your name on it. When you are absent in the spirit and jumping from program to program, and you mistake programming for encounter. Hey, come on now. Is somebody with me? There is a place in God that has been marked with your name. It is a secret place. He says it is, he says when you want to pray, enter into your room, lock your door. If possible, put off the light and then begin to pray. And it is the God that sees what you do in what? In what? On Facebook? On Twitter? Prayer power is generated in secret. Many people have not resumed at their watch for the last 3 years, but they are posting things on Facebook. If you are discouraged today, don't worry. God is there for you. My brother, I wish it was as easy as that. I will stand upon my watch. It's a deliberate decision. When you see what God is about to do in your life in this new year, then there is an aspect of your destiny that is tied to decision. I will change my friends. I will change my number. I will block 21 people on WhatsApp. It's a decision. A godly one. I shared with my brother-in-law last night. I said, I don't care if you bear the same name with me. If I don't know the God you serve, my children can't come to your house. Even if we are twins. I won't allow them to come. I don't know the God you are serving. It's a serious matter. If you call family meeting, I won't even come. If it's on that matter, I won't come. Because there are... Every home has an atmosphere. The moment my children come into your space, they may not be able to control their response, because that is your own atmosphere. That is your watch. You are the one who brought the demons that are there, so my children can't cast them out. Leave it. When I stand upon my watch, I will set myself upon the towers. I will stand on the towers where I will have no distractions. And then I will begin to watch. This is what it means to watch. You are in the open space. You are now looking for signs. Is this saying something that I'm missing? You are watching to see. Come on now. You are what? Rapatolobokosha. Zirabakatabaya. Watching is not looking at the sun. No. It's not watching eternal love. Endless love. The White Snake on Netflix. It's not watching Aquaman. It's not saying you are fast and you are watching Wonder Woman 84. Shall I bring it to? Huh? Talk to me. Output. Ah, my people are here. It's not watching Talon. On Outpost. Her name is Talon. And she said Talon. He said, when I stand upon my watch, I'm looking for signs. Sometimes we are looking for voices. That's the mistake. When we say we are waiting on God, Tina, many times, we are waiting to hear voice. God is saying, be observant. Look around you. There is something in your environment he's saying to you. The voice only comes to confirm what you have observed. Come on now. Am I helping somebody now? He said, I will watch to see what he will say to me and what I shall answer when I'm being reproved. That means when I come before God, I must be open to rebuke. So this year I will rebuke. Say amen. As a man, God will rebuke. If you don't dress well, I will rebuke. If you are eating and all your are doing, hey, don't eat again. Enter fasting now. You are eating, disturbing everybody. It's not your fault. Even me too, I had the problem. When I got married, my wife had to be saying, what is this? I think, man, I'm just eating. Is there a way your spoon will not knock your teeth? It means the food is sweet. So but my wife insisted. So now I realize that subconsciously I'm being cautious when I'm with her. So I move my food elsewhere where I can be free in the spirit to eat, pour everything, drink water. But amen. Whichever way we change, don't marry a woman that can't change you, whether by force or by fire. Nobody changes in convenience. Some of you want to marry, you are just looking for someone to control. You will not get. You look for it. God will give you a territorial spirit. So when Kemi tells you, but you know you are not going out. Say, I'm going out. I say, but you know you are not going out. She just turned her back, she's going. She opened the door, you can't go out. Your friend will say, let's go now, let's go. I say, hey, let me see her face. Protect your territory. She lied, don't protect. And the Lord answered me. God always honors our seasons of waiting. He will. Say, write the vision. And this is what some of the things I said last week. Now put this down in your note. Every vision, from every genuine vision, must answer a question in the future. Every true vision is solving a problem in the future. The year is just starting, this January, and it's an opportunity for us to appraise how we want to run this year. God really speaks about something that solves a problem now. Every time God is talking to you about something, he's looking at the potential of that crisis when it happens. 5 years, 10 years, so he begins to prepare you early. God is not a motivational speaker. God looks into the future and says, in the next 10 years, there will be a depth problem. The people will not be deep in the world. Then God begins to prepare you. Then God may look at you and say, okay, in the next 15 years, many believers will not have capacity to go through pain. Then God will allow you to go through pain to prepare you for 15 years. Everything you are going through now and you are thinking God abandoned you, 10 years from now, you will understand. Come on now. Are you still here? So that's why you are praying and say, God, why? And he's not answering you. And that's why you binded the demon and he didn't go. Because it's a training. And when God trains, he really talks. Did you hear that one? I said, when God is training you, he really what? He allows the situation to talk to you. So anytime you bind and the demon doesn't move, know that you may be in a training class. Every vision answers a question in the future. Number two, if your vision only solves an immediate need, it is not a vision. It is only just a personal struggle for survival. If everything about your life that you are seeing is now, you are just trying to hustle. You are not. Number three, God expects us to get vision from him. You see, and last week I was talking to us about the grace to wait on him. He said, I will wait to see what he will say, right? I will wait to see. There is a grace to wait. If God is talking to you many times, and many of us, you know this thing. God reveals something to you, but maybe you are rushing to work, you had a dream or something. You didn't have enough time to stay with him. You will now be asking Pastor Femi, sorry, how do you see this dream, this revelation? You are looking for shortcuts to destiny. The one who spoke to you and gave you the information is still there. But you wanted to I'm not saying you can't get counseling from people. I'm just saying that the way to train your spiritual muscle is if he spoke to you, then you should be able to wait and see. Maybe he still has something else to what? To say. But sometimes we get overly excited. And I am telling you this because I also know. Sometimes when God talks to me, I am apprehensive. Because I don't know what he's going to say next. This issue of hearing God is like God taking the control out of your hand. And he's just briefing you, tomorrow you are going to go to Lekki and start a church. You know, like that. He has finished talking. Let me give you an example. I was driving 3 days ago. And then the Lord said to me, it's every quarter this year you are going to have a Greater Words conference where you are going to teach the word. I was driving listening to secular music. You understand? It didn't bother him. It didn't bother him. He just said his own, moved on. That was the end of it. It wasn't even really like a conversation. It's just like a news update. And that was it. God really asks for your permission to speak to you. But when he talks to you, you will know. You will know. Come on, say, open my eyes, oh God. Let me see. Open my ears, oh God. Let me hear. One of my greatest desires is to pastor a church where everybody is a prophet. Everybody, including the young ones, they can hear God. If you tell them, okay, anybody, 3 people will come out from the children's church and say, oh, this is what God said to me. That's a church. Not the one that you are giving God wipe out. A man in a hurry to be popular. Listen to this and write it if you can. A man that is in a hurry to be popular or to make a name for himself cannot bear the visions of God. Because God is very slow. I'm talking to you about vision. But this is just a prelude. I'm actually going somewhere. Now, vision requires discipline. And I want to talk to you this morning very briefly about the key of discipline. Say amen. Now, at this juncture, I want to announce, refuse to be distracted. Vision requires discipline. Many times, this will be in number one, discipline in terms of tending the vision. When the vision is very young, if God asks you to start a school, for instance, you start with one child, then maybe one day the parents of the girl takes the child back, say they don't want to stay with you again. Then you have to go back, start afresh. Just because they took away the child, it does not mean God did not speak to you. That God spoke to you doesn't mean there will be no challenge on that process. Some of you think, oh, because God said it, that means there will be no challenge. No. That is the reason why there will be challenge. Because some people became discouraged. God told them, okay, start selling tomato. Or God told them, God wanted to bless you and told them, okay, start doing this thing. And then you started, you now notice you have some issue with your shop or something came up. There was one problem, you became discouraged. You just said, oh, I'm not doing it again. Listen to me. When God called Elijah, he was not the only one he called. And when they had a conversation and he started to complain, God told him, young man, I like you, but you are not indispensable. Or you don't know that's me or what God told him. He said, I am the only prophet left in Kalamasuntaya. I'm the only one. No brother to pray with. No sister to sisterly. Nobody to share first with. I'm the only pastor. I'm the member. I collect the offering. I pray on the offering. I'm the first usher. I'm the teacher. Is this how you call people? Say, because you don't, they call fire now. Oh boy. I don't know, say if he talk. Oh. Elijah, if he talk, don't be they talk to me so. Okay, go anoint Elijah. I've replaced you. Elijah did not even think of begging. So that day that he was there, between that day and the day he finally went, he was doing handing over. He was still doing miracle, but it was what? Handing over. Because he just felt he could. Let's see. You are the one that said, let's reason together now. Oh yeah, let's, God, come, let's reason together. You want to reason with me? Oh boy, a freebo. You want to reason with me? Oh boy. Yeah, I'm gonna change her. That's all. Tending your vision can be difficult. This is where many people will be complaining and crying. God told you, go and do this thing, this small thing. You now start, you now have challenge. Is it God that will come and tend for you? When this church started, hear me, praise God forever. When this church started, do you know how much offering was? It was my money I was using to buy fuel. Fuel low. And we must buy it on Saturday. We must buy it on Saturday. So I carry, I buy it myself. I don't second some things. I don't want story. I go to the filling station myself. I buy it. I come on Saturday with, there's mop in church. I mop the church alone. Clean it. Sweep it. I'm the first facility person here. Then later when Bola joined us, he used to join me on Saturday. We'll clean the chairs, everything. It's called tending the vision. It's not the day you start, you will have secretary. It's not the day that you start, you now call and say, Cassandra, where's my bag? Where's my bag? I think you are too slow. Vision is work. Say amen. Vision is work. When God sends you, that your brain must be alive. You will tend. Sometimes when tending, God may even give you someone to join you to tend that vision. And the person will be making a mess of it. And God will tell you, be patient. Because out of frustration, you know, you can react. Tending the vision requires discipline. You have to keep seeing that place God is taking you to now. You have to keep seeing it so that you will not be discouraged. I told you January 1 this year, God said to me, he said, if you walk in offense, you will not have ministry. January 1 this year, he said, if you walk in offense, because this job I'm doing is a thankless job. You help people, they walk away from you. People believe it's their right to walk away from you. After, it's not as if you are even paying salary. But if you have headache, you still go to work, right? But church is optional. So God told me, he said, you cannot afford to be offended. You can't be anointed and offended at the same time. You one will swallow the other. Because some of you started certain things God put in your hands. Businesses, and it was people around you that talked down your business, and somebody came to tell you that brother that sat with you, he was telling somebody, don't use Tina, they will not deliver on time. He has not used you before, he just doesn't like your face. So when you are attending, you have to prepare and just focus on what you are doing, and that takes discipline. Number two, you must keep the picture, big picture in your mind. Don't forget that it was God that called you and that you will answer to him one day. God told the lady, go and learn fashion. Say, no, my own is medicine. No. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a doctor, Mrs. It's not like when I was much younger, I said I'll marry a professor. So be professor and professor, Mrs. You know, I just like all those vanity. And she'll be very yellow or very black. So anywhere I go, just say, please welcome Professor and Professor Mr. Just. She is very humble. Nah, lie. We don't plan them since. We don't need plans like this. We're going to walk when we reach there. Be serious. Be what? You don't even have 150 years left. And 150 years from now, nobody will know you again. It is only the obedience of your faith, the things you have done as you were instructed, that will be speaking. Stop wasting time. You are not looking at your face. Stop wasting time. Do what God told you to do. I'm talking about your assignment here. The year has just started. Don't go the way you went last year, expecting God to come and be washing your feet. He has already washed 12 disciples' feet. It's now your own turn to wash others. How can everything about your own desire and life be what others are doing free for you? How can everything about your life be free? I had a friend who is a man of God. I stopped talking to him. He said, I don't buy clothes. I don't buy shoes. Everything, they saw it. I get gifts. Did he smile like? I say, oh, praise God. Amen. So I'm going. There's something I want to do. See, today I've not spoken to him. Deleted him on Facebook. I don't want this kind of friend. Am I saying you can't sow to a man of God? No. But why should your... How can everything around you be free? No emblem of sacrifice. If you went into university today and brought out the day you got it, just told you, don't worry, we love you. We love your face. You are very humble. Take your certificate now. Go. You are just entering the school. You just saw your name on the list. And they are already giving you a certificate. That don't bother. Every once in 100 years, we give people certificate like this. They don't need to go to school. You are a graduate. Say, wow. 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 You know those sirens? Wow. Ah. Now go to your friend. Say, sorry, man of God. Ah, see, oh, I don't collect certificate. Say, hey, they don't come here. See, they say now only one person in 100 years. Say, wow. Wow. You are so blessed. The only man God created that met himself as a man, he crashed. Adam didn't know what it meant to be a boy. Adam didn't know what it meant to flog him if he make mistake. He woke up like this, he's already a man. He didn't last. Process is key. No matter how anointed you are, Elisha must first serve Elijah. How many of you know that Peter was older than Jesus? Peter get wife for house. He had children. And Jesus looked at him and said, you are a devil. You are Satan. Jesus, I leave everything to follow you. He said, I say you are Satan. Hey, see why I no good to the poor hope for man. No? Don't make that mistake. You have to keep the big picture in your mind. Discipline also means that you will spend your time, spend your money, your skill. You will spend your time and money on skills, developing skills, human capital development. Let me explain what I mean. As a pastor, sometimes I travel to the north. I go to the churches of my friends, or I travel for conferences where nobody really knows who I am. And I sit. It's at a cost to me, but I do it. God can call you, but God will not determine your depth. God may call you. But I will now, you are standing in front of Dangote now. You have just about 5 minutes to thrill him. Huh? Thrill him. Say, okay, you know, let's connect again. This is my card. Some of all those demons you are fighting and say, Pastor, I don't know why they didn't call me back. It's lack of depth. The thing about knowledge and depth, you will spend. You want to develop yourself? You will spend. You will invest. You will sit under, if she's the one that knows, maybe she has a bakery. You see? Because when I talk about vision, I don't just want you to think about ministry or spiritual things. I want to think about God's plan to move you forward. Come on now. Are you hearing me? I say vision is what? God's plan and strategy to move you forward. I hope you know this place where we are now. For many years used to be a hospital. This place. So they were choking injection around there. But God saw that today, 20 something years, we are going to be here. Everything you see here was remodeled by us. If you have been here before, when we came here, this place was never like this. Skill. Investment of time. God, you laid your hands upon me. You told me you will send me to nations. God says, is he like this? As a pastor, there are certain things about my life and calling that I cannot shake away. Let me tell you one. I cannot shake off a life of seclusion. Do you understand English? I said, I cannot shake off a life of seclusion, which means that many times I will just feel like wearing singlet and knicker and bedroom slippers and be chewing bread on the main road. I cannot do it again. Sometimes I will be lonely and bored in the house alone and I will not be able to go out because my face must not be seen. Sometimes there's no reason not to go out and God will say, stay in your room. Not even in the parlor. In your room. Stay there. Be playing with yourself. So when you see me on the pulpit, you like my life, you like me. My brother, this is the easiest part of my life. Sometimes the phone will be, it will be ringing. You say, don't touch that phone. Don't let it ring forever. It's a life of seclusion. A life of prayers. Luke chapter 18 verse 1. What does it say? That men ought always to what? To pray and not to faint. That means you God expects us to live a life of prayers. That's the life of a minister. Then God expects me to read my Bible, study, feed my spirit. These things apply to all of us. But I'm just saying. So don't be a gushy pastor. Don't be an Instagram, Facebook pastor. If your God is calling you, it's not Instagram that will make you popular. It's when God speaks over you and says, this is my son. Hear him. Once the heavens speak, there is no media that can stop it again. Because they fought our Lord Jesus. They tried to silence him, yet the crowd kept coming. Are you learning anything? Because last year, some of the things I had to deal with was people who felt God has spoken to them, but they were not able to move from the vision state to manifestation. And that's why I'm talking about these things. Being disciplined with your vision means staying with the vision instead of going with trend. Come on. That's another point. Staying with the vision God gave you means that you will not go with trend. You know what is trend? You know what is trend? Let me show you. Oh, yeah, boy, look at me. So some of you don't know that I'm on Instagram. Some of you don't know. I want you to know now. But look, you. If you laugh, I'll ask you to bring the offering basket to where you are. Watch. Don't laugh. Okay. Now, in Jesus' name we pray. Or in Jesus' name we have been trekking. If you don't understand that one, I'm also still trying to understand it. Meanwhile, what did God say to you? Oh, walk, 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 walking in the light. Oh, walk, 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 walking in the light. Oh, walk, walk. Oh, yeah, now. Walking in the light. Walking in the light. You see, in those days when we sing, even the songs are like discipleship. They talk to us. Come on now. Oh, walk, 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 walking in the light. Oh, that's what he told you when you pray today. Oh. Walking in that. You are looking for big prophecy, but what he said to you was what? This one is not slow motion. You have to be looking at him so you will know how to walk. Then sometimes you see him say retreat. Retreat means we are going to fast. We retreat. Then he say move forward again. Then you move forward again. He says stop, you stop. Not... Hold it. Don't follow trend. Follow the voice. If the devil cannot discourage you, he will be trying to bring something that is raining. The goal is not what is raining. The goal is to dissuade you from your heavenly task. That's why you have to be disciplined. This is not what he said to me. I know. Did he say you should not eat of this fruit? It's not only eat. We can't even touch. So when the devil could not, you know, get through, he mixed truth and error. What the devil failed to tell Eve was that she was already a god. So he made it look like he was selling a new idea, a trend, something that God was hiding from you. See, this is business. We have to use wisdom. I'm a realistic person when it comes to business. When I hear that, I see someone I cannot do business with. I'm factual. I'm a pastor, but I'm factual. Don't say I didn't warn you. Because people are angry. Say the business in the 21st century, 2021, is online. Bitcoin. Forex. We're going to buy dollars, we're going to sell dollars. People will be talking like they've already made it. They are still planning it. They have not taken any step. Say, you know, last year, as at December 31, Bitcoin was about, what was that figure? They don't know. Everybody just trying to package himself. Being disciplined with your vision involves many times continuing to speak over it, prophesying over it. When things are not really looking like what God told you, it could be in your marriage. You begin to speak God's word. God, you told me to start this school. You told me, I didn't just start. You told me to start this bakery. You told me to start this logistic business. You told me to start this dry cleaning business. You told me to do this. I got permission from you, but the adverse winds are blowing. Those adverse winds, they are blowing and they are too strong for me. So you begin to speak, you begin to declare, you begin to prophesy. It takes a lot of discipline to continue to speak over a dead child. It takes a lot of discipline to continue speaking over a dead vision. And every time you are talking to your friend, they are even more discouraged than you. You are the only one still saying, no, this thing will not die. This thing will not die in the name of Jesus. When you are doing it, you will not see any thunder in the sky. So when you see people that are disciplined, it is not an anointing. Stuff has happened to them. When you see a man telling you, this is my calling, I will stay with it, he has had opportunity to walk away from it, and God gave him grace, he was able to stand. Is it now he wants to start down? I listened to a particular pastor in Abuja. If I mention his name, everybody, there's nobody in Nigeria that doesn't know him. He said for 8 years he was wearing only one trouser to preach. 8 years. Now, people go to Abuja. Oh, we love the touch of excellence in this church. Oh, we love this church. Oh, everything. Oh, 8 years. But now if I'm wearing the same trouser every day, people begin to say, let's pray for our pastor. Is it bring money? Don't pray. Don't pray. It's trouser I want to buy. What's the prayer point here? So I say, pastor, you know, the way we love you, you need to be trendy. You know, I say, it's good. May I like it? But the only thing is that when he asked me to follow him, he took my money. He took my car. He took everything. Now that there's even money in my hands, I don't know how to spend it on shoe again. Because I'm thinking maybe there's something he needs the money for. Don't worry, this is not discipleship class. Fundamentals of discipline. Fundamentals of discipline. Proverbs 13:24. You see the things that destroy men. They are not really the loud things. Are you with me, sir? Huh? The things that destroy men, they are not what? They are not very loud. Hello, in the name of Jesus, hear what I'm saying now. The things that destroy great men, they are not what? Very loud. If Samson had a discipler, are you still here? I say if Samson, it's a very dangerous thing when you are the most anointed person around. It's a very dangerous thing when you are the most anointed person in a place. You want to advise Samson, Abby? You want to advise Samson? I should advise you, use one hand, remove gate. Use it to scratch his back. Say, sorry, what's that you are saying again? Say, nothing. I'm just passing. You want to advise Samson? Just carry bone. Play ball with it. Play with it. Where are the 1,000 people that say they will die today? Go, yeah, wait, are they coming? Are they coming? Are they coming? Use bone. This meat is too strong. Yeah, come. Pam, 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 pam. 1,000 people dead. How do you want to be that kind of person, Father, in the Lord? Then the day he's angry with you, he will now say, Oga, I like you, but I don't like the way you're talking to you. Sorry, brother Samson. Because the last time you were angry, you killed 1,000 people. Come on now. Look at that scripture. He that spareth what? I need to rush now. He that spareth his son, he that spareth the rod, hated what? His son. But he that loveth him, what does he do? Often, many times. Fundamentals of discipline. For discipline to be effective, there must be a system in place for rebuke and correction. Come on, say I hear that one. I say for discipline to be effective, there must be a system in place for rebuke and what? Correction. God put it in the family. God put it in the office. God put it in the church. Come on now. Are you still with me? I'm telling you how we are all going. I'm telling you how we can all make progress and the devil will be helpless about our situation. Correction is a fundamental. Rebuke is a fundamental pillar of what? Of discipline. Pastor, I called me last week. You know, even though he was merciful to me because of my health, but he kind of gave me a rebuke. We were talking, just said, he sent me a text around 2 a.m. and I was awake because I couldn't sleep. I was just rolling on the bed. And he sent me a text. What is wrong with you? Your thought is keeping me awake. I saw the chat. You know, if you are using iPhone, all of you, the official phone in this church now is iPhone. So then if it's Samsung, that one that is like 300,000 or something. You know, there are some iPhones. I don't know if your techno can do it, but there are some phones. If you look at the screen, you can read the message without opening the... Is your techno doing it? I'm just asking, I don't know. You know, God has promoted me. Okay, your Akate. Is your Akate doing it? No, I'm not talking of OS. I'm talking about phone, the model. The okay, which phone, apart from iPhone, which other phone are people using now? Samsung can do it, right? Samsung? So why are people using all these kind of phones? Okay, Vivo. I think Vivo normally... Okay. We'll talk about it. Go and get... That's the mandate I'm giving to all of you. Go and get iPhone 11 Pro Max. For you to be... It's part of the thing we will check before we give you membership card. If you don't... Chai Chineke. My boss, every time he's upset in the office, he will just... He's a Bini boy. Out of... Subconsciously, we just say, "Hey, Osanobua." As in, is the thing don't touch him, you understand? But he doesn't know. You know, he's just like, "Hey, Osanobua." So I used to enjoy. As in, I used to say, that scene is epic. As in, for me, like, "Hey, Osanobua." I think this man was working in Benin City. He will just speak the language, just enter his mother's language to speak Benin. Say, Benga, the official language in this office is English. But when the thing prepared, Osanobua. My Benin people, are you here? Mm-hmm. Now do well. Discipline to be effective, there must be what? Rebuke and correction. There are certain things about your life God may not be hasty about. If there is no one to hold you, if you get out of hand. Hey, are you with me? Pastor, I sent me a message. And when, by time, 10 moments, 5 moments. I just entered this message. But are you getting anything? He said to me, I read this message on the iPhone without reading it. Without opening the message. So he didn't know. I read it. He now called me in the morning. Say, how are you? I said, I'm not feeling too good. It's been a while. You know the next question he asked me? Who did you tell? I didn't answer. There's no answer now. Is there an answer? There's no answer now. Didn't you know I was not feeling fine? Hey, but is that the answer to the question? See how people fail in flying colors. Some of my friends, when we are exam, don't they? Job be writing very fast, as if he will not finish the exam. Job be writing, say, Kule. You even start asking yourself, what I'm writing? Am I sure is this correct? Because, then after I just do one like this. He wants to finish his extra sheet, the guy wants to collect. You know, you just look at yourself like, you have failed. You just know you have failed. That this one is not. Then when you come out of the exam, you're just like, oh, because even if you fight him there, you have still failed. Don't say people where they collect extra. I know they follow there and sit down. Number 2. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23. Quickly. Please go and get this message. It's going to be on the website. It's going to be on Facebook. It's going to be on YouTube. Go and listen to it again. For the commandment is a lamp. Oh my God, I love this. And the law is what? It's a light. And the reproof of instruction, corrections, are what? Now, let me skip the reproof part because I talked about it. Look at the first line there. Your commandment is what? Do you know what a lamp is? When he said in Psalms, he said, thy word is what? A lamp to my feet. And what? Do you know those bush lanterns we used to use that will clean the... you know those kind? We'll put kerosene. Eh? It has a wick. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Do you know the song? And a light unto my... Those are the songs we used to sing in those days as we came to prayer. So if there was anything worrying your head... If it was the ogbono soup you ate before you came for prayer meeting, the moment you hear the call to prayer in the fellowship in Bauchi State, and you hear, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." In some of those days in the fellowship, you just see some people coming to the altar. "Thy word," prayer started. No prayer point. But it is when you have your head up, you are waiting for them to say, "In Jesus' name, we have prayed." There's nothing. Itama, marubaka, elena moso, rena makavede. When you feel peace in your heart, we don't take offering. The basket is at the door. In apostolic faith. After all these things, Arsenal match inside church, you have not met him. Go back and pray. It's a lamp to my feet. Look at a lamp. Look at the lamp here. You need it for close guidance. The lamp is designed, this kind of commandment will let you see around your leg. It's fit enough for the next step. Are you with me now? Sometimes you are not too sure. Then you put the lamp in front of you. Fit enough. Thy instruction. Tomorrow, start fasting. Is a lamp. Some of us are looking for those long, powerful instructions. God wants to give you short ones for your daily step. This is the one many of us are looking for. And we are looking for this. Thy commandment. When I stay with him, it's a what? It's a lamp. It is my response to it that keeps the oil refreshed. Not when I sleep and I slumber. Everybody has a lamp. Come on. Everyone has a lamp. It's called Alatupa. In Yoruba, we call it Atupa. And the owner of the lamp is called Alatupa. The bearer of the commandment. The bearer of the instruction. Are you now seeing how that it was not God that delayed you last year? It was not God. There is a system in place in God's house that first of all requires you to pay attention to the small instructions of faithfulness. Show up in church. Faithfulness. Give. Faithfulness. Wait on me for the next 3 days. Faithfulness. If you don't do it, nobody will know. But it's a lamp. And that lamp is just for your own feet. It's an instruction just for you. It's an instruction just for you. It has nothing to do with me. God may be telling me, "Hey, that is a praise. That is a victory. Satan defeated. Yes, is a praise." You can't be hearing that one. But for you, because your own destiny matter. Say, "My son," they say, "when you sing this kind of song, your soul will be purified." Hey, are you hearing something? Then after you have passed this stage, it says, then, did you see that the first word is called commandment? What is a commandment? It's an instruction. Do this. That thing forms the basis for guidance for that next step, which is what many of us are actually talking about. But when he said, "and your law is light." Your law, that which is recorded in the realm of God as the guiding principle of his realm. Your law is light. Your law is the illumination of your world. Every time God wants to pass precept upon precept, line upon line, a little here, a little there, what he does is he gives you illumination. You may not hear a voice, but suddenly, oh, there's an awareness. Oh, oh, Adam slept single, woke up and then saw a woman and said, "Oh, my wife." Light. It's a sudden recognition of divine precept. Sudden recognition of divine truth. I didn't know it was there. I didn't know. But it is a build up to your private obedience in the secret place. That when he gives you his law and reveals it to you, it illuminates you. These are the foundations of discipline. A man with a secret life with God. A man whose every response is built on the accurate knowledge of the word of God. Not on trends. Ah, my time is up. Oh, geez. Are you learning anything now? Commandments. I will come back and talk about issue of commandments, because commandments talk about personal and immediate instruction. The law speaks of those general guides and principles that it pulls and creates light in our spirits. Proverbs 25, 28. Let me, I still have one more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11 points. But let me just take two and stop. I knew I was prepared. This was first service message. So I'm still owing you second service. He that hath no rule over what? Do you know what a rule is? I know you know. Can you come? Assuming this is a ruler. The word ruler, rule comes from ruler, or ruler comes from rule. So there's every man has a measurement in the realm of the spirit. Every man has, there's a way God looks at you. So God says, in the allocation of mercy given to you, Kenny, the thing about mercy is that, and grace that is different, is that grace can multiply by knowledge. If I open up my heart to the word of God and I learn and I'm following God's word, grace, the evidence that grace will multiply. But you see the issue of mercy. Mercy is a prerogative of God. He says, I will have mercy. On whom I will have mercy. That means your own allocation of mercy throughout your life may be one cup of water. Example. Somebody may not have more than half that cup. So you will say, Samson, fornicating. You say, oh, well, let me say, I'll try. Be like this, they don't. Electric just cash you. Say, but Samson is always doing it. Oh, you're in trouble. He said, he that had no rule over his spirit, assume this is a ruler. They rule your height and place a mark here. Whatever deviation in further mass, whatever deviation you exceed, Kenny must not jump above this ruler. It's just like taking the ball outside the line and it's supposed to be throwing. You are now insisting that you will play ball there. Are you with me? Are you hearing me now? It doesn't matter if they abuse your father or your mother. If the ball goes out of that line, it's throwing. Huh? Are we together? So, he that had no rule, he that had no grasp, he that had no measurement for his spirit, he that had no restriction, there are things that you cannot do. You will not read them in the Bible. There will be the rules you have set around you. He that had no rule over his spirit will be, is likened to a city, a great city that what? Has no walls. That means your defenses are open. Thank you. I'm talking about discipline. You will not see it. You will not see it in the Bible that don't pick us by 12 a.m. Hello, Pastor. How are you doing? I'm fine. See, it's 12:05. I just felt like checking on you. So, on that bed now, she said, thank you. What is there to think about? What is there to think about? Calling somebody at 1 a.m., I can't sleep. If you can't sleep, go and watch film. Why are you calling me? Except you hear that my late father rises up from the grave after 21 years. Don't come in the middle of the night. Say, just want to check on me. Then my wife now asked me, say, so I say, it's still now. Just want to check on me. He says, it's not you. There's nothing wrong with checking on somebody. But is this the time? That's all I'm saying. You must have things that you allow. and you don't allow, if you are serious about your destiny. Samson had no restriction. His backup plan was his anointing. Anointing, they failed. But love never fails. And if I love you, I will place a restriction. You are not my close family member. And I'm not saying just for me. I'm saying it for you. If I call you in the middle of the night, and a lady, it's either God has spoken to me and I want to pray with you. He said, you know, pastor, call me. Something's wrong with your head. And so what? I can call you. You can't call me. And if it's brought Taiwo, I need to speak to him. The wife's my best friend. I will call him. And or I will call and say, give the phone to your husband first. He that set parameters around you. It will weed out the fake people around you. This your desire to be good, to be nice, to be accepted, is what is putting you in trouble. You want everybody to like you. How? How now? After how Donald Trump did for them in America, they still voted him out. Meanwhile, we have people that are not performing, they are winning second time. I beg, I don't vex self. Let me just... What this scripture means, David, come and carry this thing, because I want to convince you that I'm a man of my word. See, I don't have anything again. Holy God, am I calling? Am I message? What this scripture means, look at it, is that you cannot progress with God in your assignment, in your vision, your destiny, beyond your personal willingness. That's what the scripture means. God may want certain things, but there are other parts that you must want and take a stand on. If not, people will sway you out of your calling. They will sway you out of what God has told you. Listen to me, Tina. God is not committed to making you marry a tall man. Okay, let me rephrase. Wait, you will hear. Wait. No problem. You want tall man. Now, God is not, let me put it this way. God is committed to giving you somebody that you are slightly taller than, but currently his net worth is about $75 billion. Do you mind? You accept it? The height is not the problem. The height is not the problem. The eye, you see? Hey. Can you see what I'm saying? If you knew how glorious your destiny was before you started, if you knew, would you allow things that have no basis like height, color? Come on, that's for color. What did it be color? No, these are the things we have pursued for 1 whole year. We now came on the 31st. Like God abandoned you. Meanwhile, you spent 6 months of the year pursuing vain things. The woman that is short, who created her? The one that is tall, who created her? How dare you? How dare you say, because somebody is not like this one. Hey, she's from here. He say, hey, he's from here. Do you now understand when I tell you that many of the challenges we had, it was not God and it was not Satan? If you are here and you are a tribalistic person, this message is for you. We are not doing that one this year. I said we are not doing that one this year. It's from Abeokuta. And so what? Where are you from? Because we don't even know the name of your village. Your village is not on the map. I punched it on Google Map. Nothing came out. Yeah, I can't marry myself for my book. Please, go and sit down. We're not talking about people like you. Let's see those people line up. Because a guy was going to propose, but he saw the way you were doing your eyes when you saw him coming. And he knew it was because of his height. Be wise. Be disciplined. God does not think as man sees. There's a kind of money you have. People will not remember you are short. And there's a kind of poverty. Poverty. That makes a very tall man look like it. When he wants to say, no, keep quiet, we'll come to you. Keep quiet. Come on, say, God forbid. The kind of poverty that makes your wife say, don't worry, he's not around, but I can decide for him. Say, don't worry, actually, we both have the same idea. But it's only because she knows that there's no money. So she decides for you. You will just be angry. There's nothing you can do. Say, God will promote me one day in this house. God will elevate me. If you want your story to change, go and listen to this message again. Some things are not God or Satan. They are you. You use the whole of last year to eat. This year, we are going to fast. Go and get books. Study. You are always having problems in your office. Go and study how to relate in the workplace. And stop casting the devil out of your boss. I bind my boss. This today, you will not embarrass me. You get to the office that day and help your boss clean his table. Ah, madam, as I was coming this morning, as I was praying, my mind went to you and I prayed for you. Does anybody get prayer? If that day she came ready for you, that query from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., we'll use query to finish you. But you came to the office, good morning, madam. Ah, madam, sorry, there's something I don't know. I just praying this morning, my husband, your thought came and we prayed for you and your family. We blessed you. I believe God is about to do something for you. As you say, thank you, thank you. Even if you now make one mistake, you just say, you can come. Ah, why didn't you see this? You know, we are not friends. Like that, my boss, I was preparing message for. I became her best staff. She would go and preach, use my message. They even use my, they now ordained that in her church. They didn't know I'm the one preparing message for her. The day I left, she said, I will reverse this thing. I will send me to Asia. It's because of message. Come on now. Is your mind illuminated? Go and use these things. Set boundaries. Build your vision as images and pictures around you. See that picture in your mind. I see that day. That day that I spoke about. That I saw many of us with slightly gray hair. And I saw it in my visions. And I saw us in that particular Thanksgiving. And I saw some of you looking quite older. And I saw you carrying children. Some of you were looking, you know, so more mature. And you know, but there were at least 10,000 people. And it was harvest word. And it was a Thanksgiving day. You know what that means? That means you are not dying now. So when the devil tells you, you know this will happen to your father, you tell, I jump and pass. Pass. No be me. Your dad died at the age of 42. No be me. Why? Because there's a prophecy where someone told you they saw you in the future carrying your children. You've not carried your children. You've not come with your family to kneel and thank God on Thanksgiving Day. Which die. We are not dying. Those days are here. Yeah, sooner than you think. Come on now. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? If God be for you, who or what? Who? Person or what circumstance? Everything is working out for your good. And because he said so, therefore I say to you that the Egyptians you see today, the Egyptians that came into this year with you, those challenges, those questions that you didn't have answers for, I declare in the name of him who died and rose again, Jesus Christ, you will see those Egyptians no more. You will see those Egyptians no more. Rise to your feet. Let's pray together. Because we are all in different places in our life and in our journeys, the Lord will bring a clear word into your spirit, ordering your steps, guiding you. Come on, can you say a louder amen? Why do you think very wealthy men go to the village to see one Baba, and they will need Ante. Everybody needs guidance. Everybody needs help. When that lady called me from the northern part of the country and she said, "Pastor, pray, she's dying, she's dying." And even from when I was talking to her, I could hear the way that girl was breathing. The shortness of breath. Then I said, "Put the phone on her ear." I said, "Father, I want to thank you." God said, "She is dying. She can't hear you. Talk to the spirit." And I say, "You spirit, be silent." I just said, "Say, Pastor, she's stable." See, every time we call upon him and he answers us, I'm grateful, though. God can choose to be silent. This year, God will not be silent over you. The heavens will not be closed over you. The heavens will not be closed over your family. And I prophesy, everything that has not been working in your life, now begin to work. Receive direction.